sorry about that.
I have no clue what happened, boss.
It's my fault. I hung up on you. I picked up
what?
My phone and
rude?
Hung up on you. Yeah.
Why would you hang up on me? I thought I was your favorite.
I am so sorry. So I think that's everywhere. My mom will get somebody. She does the online ordering thing all the time. And she'll get somebody one day who does a great job and calls her and asks her questions or picks the best. You know, she gets a lot of fruit and vegetables. So she'll get the best, you know, fruit or vegetable. And then other times they just grab whatever and they get crap.
Mm-hmm.
And it all depends on who's helping her that day, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right, I get it. All righty. So when should I
expect... All
right. When should I expect this? When should I expect this, Doc?
10, 15 minutes tops.
All right. I will let.
Go through and quickly format it, just to make sure it's good. Send it over to you. Is there anything else you think we need to cover?
I don't think so. It's honestly probably
going
to be a trial by. You know, I'll email you if I think of anything.
Well, here, let's just quickly go through, like, they did the customer continuity pop-up has improved, okay? Oh,
mm-hmm.
Here's something cool. I'll just show you this real quick. This is the customer continuity pop-up. This has
mm-hmm.
changed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you can see they've made some changes here.
Mm-hmm.
So
if they're on an active subscription, where are we processing their next order at now?
Because,
you know, on the old one, in that pop-up window with the magnifying glass,
mm-hmm.
if you hit the magnifying glass in the old one, underneath where it gives you the product offer they have, it has the create one continuity order now. And if we check that and save it, it'll process the next payment or the next order and offset it as it's supposed to. So where's that going to be now? Because I did not see it.
We need a customer with an active continuity.
You can actually do it off of one of your old ones. Just reactivate it.
That's true.
It won't process a payment.
Yeah. Let's do that.
You just have to find a non-Shopify one.
Right. I know for a fact I've done one. You know what? I've done a bunch with Dave. I've done a bunch, and I actually know he's actually even got some active new ones.
Good, 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 good.
Yeah.
See, we almost messed up.
Mm-hmm. Those are Shopify.
See, this is the game I play when I'm training. Because I
yeah.
know that you look up you, Kristen, or Dave. And I usually go for either the California or the main addresses. But this is the game I play.
Yep. So here we go. I'm going to go on here.
All right. Okay, so it's going to give us a whole new window instead of the interface it slides up with. Okay, I'm ready.
All right, so.
You may have to make it active.
Everything here just. Can that be restarted?
The original one was canceled. That's why it's not letting us. Okay.
How can I find a customer that's on continuity right now so we can look at theirs?
Go to customer lookup and look up the last name Smith. And then when it pops up, double click customer ID and it'll get your latest ones first. Because this is about to give you a whole bunch. So double click customer ID and it'll change the, maybe triple click, sorry. Or single. There it
there
goes.
Go.
So from the top, it's now from newest to oldest. So this would be the best
right.
way to find an active one somewhere. If it has an email, I usually associate those with Shopify. Oh, it reset back to the... Try and find a 104 as the beginning. Go to, like, the third page. 105's maybe. Oh, hey, found one. Oh.
You got one?
Yeah, look at David M. Smith. Well, that'll work, too. Go to Cindy Smith. 10451. Yes. She may be active. Oh, so she's called in and we placed an order for her. This is how we do our Shopify orders when they call in.
How'd you know to choose this lady?
Because she didn't have an email.
Gotcha.
Because you have to have an email for Shopify. So if they don't have one, you're in training, so it may not let you.
Oh, yeah.
So it no longer does true, false, so it'll tell us yes, it's canceled, or no, it's not. Good, 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 good. This will help my dyslexics. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Is it stopped? Yes. Is it on hold? No.
Like, we do not use hold.
The true, false bullshit, you know? Like,
right.
Easy.
Well,
you
know, we don't use hold here at ASK. We were told by Shannon we don't because it doesn't pick it back up like you think it's supposed to.
Nope. Never
yeah,
use
so
hold.
I train not to touch it.
Never use hold. If a customer wants to put them on hold, like, they can go do that in Shopify. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. They can manage it themselves. That's what I train with. If they're wanting to have more
service, you just stop it. They want to call up, let them call up and get a new order. You know
right.
What I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hold just causes all kinds of problems.
I agree.
Unless you can put them on hold for a certain date. Like,
yeah,
like,
that's just extending them. That's extensions. But customers will want it to be on hold until they call back and don't understand we just can't.
Yeah, like just put them on an extension and say just change the next shipment to whatever day.
And this is when your next billing's going to process. Like that's what we do. We call those extensions. Right.
Exactly. You don't need to put them on hold. That's just going to cause problems. You either stop them or change their date. Period.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Let me see if I can find an account too while you're looking.
Do you want this screen in the training?
Do I what?
Do you want any of this in the training?
No, because I like to. Because I like to do it to where they can see it. Like I like to actually show them and let them navigate it, so that way they get a better feel for the system before we throw them on calls.
Okay.
I just trust me, Frank, it's so much better to let them play with the system than it is.
Oh, I agree.
That's why when you make those two test accounts, it's going to be wonderful.
Okay. So, and I'll do that right away.
You're the
best. Make sure you can get into training. Okay.
Do you want me to try and log in now?
Yes. Can you?
I think I got the website. omax.orderlogix.com.
Well, right now, until they change it, we'll see if that works for you. Try it.
It's loading. I think I may have forgotten something. Because I have that link right there that you're using right now.
Yeah, you should just go to this link for right now. Just go to the prevention.orderlogix.com/training.
Well, that's my standard order logics. We just don't have the training. It has production instead. Let me try and just type in training. Training. Woo! I got it. Production, username, remember me, continue.
But do training, not production.
I am.
Okay.
Your username or password is incorrect. Let me tell you what your mama raised.
Hold on.
I need a password reset, what? Frank.
Hold on. Hold on. You should be able to use your most recent password. And your username,
I did.
Did you use your normal username?
Mm-hmm. My username is just A Noe, and then I have my password saved, so I auto-filled it, and it's saying no.
Okay, so let's do this. Let me go into your screen, and I'm going to put in – let me do this.
This is going to make me update my password all over, isn't it?
Just on training.
Okay, just training. Training.
Okay, so here you are. Okay, so this is just going to be training. This is just training, remember. Okay?
Okay.
So you want to give me a password, or do you want me to just create one?
Capital ASK, all capital.
Okay, hold on. Let me put it over here.
And type it in and make sure I write it right.
Yeah, capital ASK.
At. All lowercase omax.
Okay.
20. That way I fit all the criteria.
Okay, try that. Oh, so that was one of your last four passwords.
Oh, not again. Same format, change the number to 18. It makes me reset pretty consistently.
Yes, it does.
There we go.
Try that.
Got it. Oh, making me reset. Hold on.
Yep.
I knew it was going to do that.
I figured it would. But remember, this is just for training.
Right.
Yeah. Your production will stay the same.
Let me make a note so that way I have it too.
Yeah.
What year did OMAX start?
Oh my gosh, 2000. God, 2007 or something?
That works. Current password is invalid. Please re-enter. And I know you are lying through your teeth. ASK at OMAX 18. I just made that one. If Order Logix keeps playing with me, I'm going to make a full sentence, my password. Okay. All right. I got it, and I'm in training.
Fantastic. So you're set. I
have a training. Yes, sir.
All right. So what I will do is I'm going to make a, in here, I believe you can do a test order. Let me check something out here. I want to do a new order. So to do a new order, I'm going to go here to customer service. I'm going to put in here CS. Put in here 18. Go here. Got my information. I believe I could do Amex.
So are we still accepting credit card payments from American Express? Because we haven't had a chargeback in a hot minute from them.
We are.
Okay.
Yeah, good thing is we don't get a lot of chargebacks from them, thank goodness.
Well, so far lately, the only thing we seem to be getting chargebacks in is Bank of America. And to my knowledge, we're getting less than 5 a month. So I think we're doing pretty good.
Hell yes. The chargebacks have gone down considerably. And do you know why? Because the fraud has gone down considerably.
I take credit for that. I will toot my horn a little bit. Just toot, toot. Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit of tooting.
Yeah, just a little bit.
A little bit of tooting. And you know what? Yeah, you've done a great job with it. You really have. I appreciate it.
You're the
so
one
much.
Who took my advice and my questions. I wouldn't have been able to do none of it without you.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem. You always give credit where it's due. You never know who needs that little encouragement. I've learned that as a team lead. You never know who needs that little bit of encouragement. Just a little bit.
It's so true. I'm going to find out what the test numbers are.
Okay.
Because I know for a fact that we can do, like, I think it's like, you know, 1-1-1-1-1-1-1, you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
And that'll do test orders. It never processes those orders through. You know
okay.
what I mean?
Well, if you get it,
to actually make an order.
Right. Well, if you can get them set up with the test, with those test numbers
yeah.
under my email, that'll be perfect, because you'll know whenever we're getting ready for another training class, because I'll be, hey, Frank, I need these folks' accounts created, please. So
I'm going to ask you for right now.
Lisa's going to be like, what do you want, Frank?
Back to being able to type like a human being again.
What, did you have a discussion with your fingers?
I did. I did. We had a little talk. I said, you're going to start working or I'm going to cut your asses right off. And I'm talking down to the nub. I'll be over here just with knuckles trying to hunt and peck.
Pretty much.
Yeah. All right, so I'll get that from her. There we go. There we go.
Oh, 4 and then followed by 1. Okay. Would 1s be the expiration and everything too?
I'm asking her.
And CVV.
I believe it is any expiration in CVV. I'm almost positive. Let's do a quick test. Visa. 4.
It'll automatically space it as you type it. 1221 and 123 for CVV is what she says. Okay. And it'll, so this would be, let me, can you add that to my training doc? I'll remove it before
yeah.
I print it for agents and everything.
I will.
And I can just make a fake profile under my name to use those, for under my email for that, using it. Does that work in Shopify as well or just OLX?
This will work just in OLX, not in Shopify.
Okay. So you'll get back with me on Shopify.
Yeah, Shopify, what I'm going to do is, well, I'm not sure what I'm going to do, to be honest. I think probably, because the only way to do a test order in Shopify is to switch the system to test, and then you can use test credit cards, but we're not going to ever do that.
Right, because that'd probably cause a whole bunch of complications.
Yes, it would. So what you need to do is you need to have a credit card on that system. So I would have to put our company card, and the only person that would ever be able to use that profile would be you. So that means that you would
immediately let y'all know, hey, I created these order numbers. Can you go in, cancel, and refund?
Yeah, exactly. Well, just do it yourself.
Well,
you
yeah.
Know?
Well, I would still send y'all, so that way if y'all need them for your records, y'all will have the emails of where I did what.
Right.
So I'll still do a follow-up email regarding what I did and still handle it myself regarding cancellations.
So after you do the order, right after you're done training,
mm-hmm.
you immediately go into the system and cancel the orders before 6 a.m.
Before they process.
The next morning.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, as long as you get them done before 6 Eastern the next morning, you're golden.
Well, you know how refunds are. Some of them may not go through if it's a same-day order. So if there are delays on it, I'll put notes on the account, GDOC, to have refund process from training. But I can cancel manually.
If it's a same-day order, you just
sometimes
cancel.
Well, no. Sometimes it won't let you refund. You can cancel a same-day order, but sometimes it won't process the refund on a same-day order.
Right.
So I'll double check all that.
Yeah, as long as you cancel, you're golden because we can do the refund anytime.
Yeah.
You know, just cancel the order so it doesn't get shipped.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is going to help so much. I wish I would have thought of this sooner.
And you know what we can even do to make life so much easier? We'll put your ship to address as GLF.
So that
way
if it does ship,
it ain't going anywhere.
So my ship to address should be 41 Canal.
You got it.
Yes, sir. Squared away. Look at us avoiding.
Yeah. And call yourself Aya Test.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that way, if that order gets there, they're just not going to do anything with it anyway because they're going to see test and shipping to them.
Right.
So
perfect.
We can cancel the credit card anytime on a Shopify order,
mm-hmm.
you know? So do that in OrderLogix, and then I'll set up a Shopify account for you with a credit card, and that way you can use it for testing and for training, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that way the order just won't ever even get processed, and then you know to cancel the orders.
Right, because you know me. I keep up with stuff.
Yeah.
I'm OCD'd.
Yep, I know you will.
All right. So 10, 15 minutes, I'll have this ready to go. And then I'll let Joey and Dionka know that when I return from my lunch, I will be, if it's okay with them, if the queue's okay enough, I will start pulling OMAX agents and getting them updated on the new system.
You betcha.
All right. Anything else I can help with, sir?
No, I'm putting this on the dock. Order testing, OLX. Account username will be what?
Aya Test. Same thing. I'm just going to keep it all the same so that way if there's if for some reason through multiple issues or if I ever have an agent in training class who wants to see previous orders, you know, or if they want to try and handle an account themselves, this will be perfect. This will be real perfect.
What email are you using on that?
Anoe@ASK.
Okay.
Sorry, not putting my personal ones out there. They're weird.
No, I got you. Payment.
I made them all in
Lisa.
High school.
Lisa.
4 and a bunch of ones. Expiration. 123, expiration 1221 and 123 CVV.
Yeah.
And this is going to be so helpful, Frank. I don't know why I never thought of this sooner.
Right? So much easier.
And I'll be able to utilize any address, right?
any address.
Okay, for billing.
Yes.
Okay, I'll keep all shippings, the 41, just to be on the safe side, because I don't know if you know this, but I got some really weird luck. I'm gonna just cover butts.
I hear you. 1, 2, 3, right? 1, 2, 3. Okay.
All righty, sir. Do you require me for any more assistance?
No. Does that look good to you on screen?
It does.
Username, IHS email, payment info, Visa. Okay. This would be test payment info.
At least no one can hack it if they do encounter.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I don't need to know the information for the other one. That is not my business.
I'll give you on that one. I'm going to give you the username and email address, and then I think it'll store it in there.
It will. If you create an account, like if you just go ahead and do one order under the information we were talking about for Shopify, like set it up as a reoccurring, I'll be able to pull that email. Even if we cancel it, I'll still be able to pull my email to access that order and have it for my agents.
Got it. Okay, let me get this done because then I got to get Maxie to the doctor. So I'm going to format this up for you real quick.
Sounds good.
Thank you so much.
No problem. I'm headed to lunch. When I return, I will start training.
You got it. Thank you, Aya, very much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Frank.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.